This is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming satanic strategy against believers. It's important. You're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to know Satan's strategy so that you can overcome him. We know that the dividing line between the gospel is the fact that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, yet Jesus comes to bring life. Know that all stealing, killing, destroying, or anything destructive in your life has come from the devil. You must know that. Don't ever blame God. God's not the author of evil. It is the devil who does these things. Jesus brings forth life. He brings forth peace and joy and victory and prosperity in your life. We know it's the devil who sees us as sheep for the slaughter, but praise God, we're more than conquerors. We know there's the devil who has all these wiles and tricks and strategies that'll come against us, but if we'll put the armor of God on, which is the Word of God, in our life in every area, we will overcome. Remember, you cannot be ignorant of his devices, otherwise he will get a foothold in your life. We know it's the Word that brings victory, but the devil comes to try to take the Word out. How does he do it? He does it through affliction, which is pressure coming against you, persecution from others to put you to flight from the Word of God, drawback in time of temptation, cares of this world, where you get into cares, worries, anxieties, rather than speaking God's Word, deceitfulness of riches, is following after other things of this world, rather than looking at the Word of God and following it, and lust of other things, or strong desire for other things. If these things enter in, they will choke the Word, and you will become unfruitful. One of the things Satan uses is doubt. He says, hath God said, don't ever doubt God's Word, believe it. He will confront you and try to lead you astray. Instead, you be ready to confront him with the Word of God and resist him. He comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the Bible says, resist him steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from you. He comes to sift you, but Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith would not fail. And this is what will happen. Your faith will not fail you when you walk by faith, because you will overcome your enemy. He stood up to resist Joshua. He'll try to resist you. But you can resist him because God's given you power and authority over all of the ability of the enemy. He's the accuser of the brethren to condemn you, to accuse you of past sins and failures and these kind of things. God doesn't remember those sins and iniquities anymore if you've been forgiven, and he does not condemn you. Even if you've been in a very terrible act, such as the woman with her act of adultery, he said, go and sin no more. I don't condemn you. Just quit sinning. Go walk in the right direction. The Lord is always going to encourage you to walk in the right way. He does not condemn you. He will convict you to bring you to the place of repentance. Godly sorrow worketh repentance in your life, while a worldly sorrow that the devil brings just brings you down, and it brings destruction and death in your life. Also, we see that Satan works little by little to get you to compromise, to draw back from doing God's Word, from speaking his Word, from praying, from witnessing, from doing what he's told you to do. Be sure that you are consistent in doing the will of God in your life. He will come and threaten you, telling you if you do such and such, then such and such will happen. He's a liar. Don't listen to his lies. Anytime he threatens you and tries to tell you that if you do such and such, that then some terrible thing will happen, you know he's a liar. Don't listen to him. Resist his threats and don't fall for them. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't fall for his threats that they were going to be thrown in the fiery furnace if they bowed down, if they didn't bow down and worship the image. They said, hey, if you throw us in, God will deliver us out. And if you don't throw us in, we're not going to bow down. That's an uncompromised stand. Really threw them in, but God brought them out. And our God will preserve us and protect us in whatever situation we come in contact with. Also, the strategy of the enemy is to get you to observe the senses and look at circumstances. Do not do that, or you fall into the enemy's hands, and it will cause you to bring up an evil report. You'll doubt the ability of God. You'll even start seeing yourself as a grasshopper, and you will be defeated and beginning to sink. That's what happened to Peter when he took his eyes off of the Word, Jesus, and he started to look at the wind that was blowing boisterous. Get your eyes off of what the enemy's doing, and get your eyes on what the Word says, and start speaking it, and watch Jesus overcome your enemies. If we value the things of men over God, we can be a vessel of the devil. That's what Peter did, and Jesus spoke to Peter and said, Satan, speaking to him, realizing that there was a devil operating through him. So we want to be sure that we aren't regarding the things of men, but we're regarding the things of God. Whenever we speak forth or do things, be sure they're in line with God's word. We also saw the fact that deceiving spirits, seducing spirits, are going forth in the end times to draw people away from the faith. Doctrines of devils. Don't let the devil have place. Be sure you check everything out in line with the word of God. And there were those that were opposed to the truth. If you're opposed to the truth, contrary to God's word, then the devil can take you captive. And so be sure you're not opposed to the truth. The Bible talks about the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Be sure you're in line with the truth. The way you know that is checking out God's word. Also, be sure that you don't have any of the world in you. You know, I've seen too many Christians have one foot in God and one foot in the world. Demas was one who left him. He left Paul. Why? Because of the fact that he loved this present world. Don't be one of those that are going to walk in the ways of the world. You got one foot in the world and one foot in God. You're in trouble. You'll be lukewarm. The Bible says you'll be spewed out of his mouth. Put away all things of the world. Be not conformed to this world. Friendship with the world makes you an enemy against God. Also, the lust. Don't follow the lust of the flesh. You walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You're supposed to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and not make provision for the flesh. If you let lust conceive, it's going to produce the destruction that the enemy wants in your life. Very important that we resist him. There's a scripture over in Mark chapter 5 where we see another strategy of the enemy we want to look at today. Here's the ruler of the synagogue, and he had approached Jesus, and Jesus said that he was going to come and heal his daughter. Well, in the midst of while they were on the way, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, and he said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Otherwise, give up and quit." Now, this is what you have to watch out for. When a natural circumstance occurs that looks like it's just there's no more hope for the promise of God, you better be listening to the Lord, because this man, he said, you know, the daughter's dead. Sounds like it's over. And then he throws in the dart from the devil. Why trouble thou the master any further? You better be watch what you're listening to. And I'll tell you, if you listen to the Lord, he'll be speaking to you, because at that very moment, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Otherwise, when he heard that about why trouble the master any further, the daughter's dead, he had a choice. He could have submitted to the natural, or he could have stood steadfast on the word of God. Well, he stood steadfast on the word. He hearkened to what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Otherwise, maintain your belief on the word, even in the face of what apparently looks like defeat. I'll tell you, a lot of things can come against you. The devil can bring all kinds of things against you. I remember years ago when I got, before I was in the ministry, and I got the first job that I got, that I went and applied for a particular job, and someone else got hired for the job. Well, I didn't get discouraged. I kept on thanking God for bringing forth a job for me. And this is way back when the job crunch was for college students that had gotten out. And I remember that God ended up opening a brand new position in that company. They ended up deciding to open up a new position and hiring me. Even though they'd already hired someone else, they opened up a second position. I'll tell you, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. Do not listen to the lies of the devil. Be not afraid. Only believe and stay steadfast on the word, and he will bring you out on top. Hallelujah. And this is a very important principle, because too many people fall for these direct attacks of the devil, and they give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on your healing. Don't give up on your prosperity. Don't give up on what God's told you to do. Don't give up on the ministry. Don't give up on what he's told you to do. Be a doer of the word. Press through and overcome in those areas of your life. Another thing that's important is Satan tries to get you to reason in your heart. And if you listen to his lies, you can reason yourself right out of the will of God. Here's a case, it's in Mark chapter 2, where the people were saying, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said to them, "Why reason you these things in your hearts?" You see, they were reasoning out in their heart what Jesus had said, instead of just believing the word of God. Instead, they were reasoning it out and tearing it apart. And this is what happens to people with religious-minded attitudes or traditions of men. And this is why there's a big problem in the body of Christ. Many people follow the traditions of men, and they hear something, and they just reject it immediately without checking it out in line with the word of God. If you reason within yourself about what you think about, then you can easily be right out of the will of God. I've seen this especially happen with men who are reasoners. Women are feelers, they're emotional. Men are more mental, and they are reasoners. And men, you better watch out that you do not reason yourself right out of the will of God. You can say it doesn't make sense, and you sit there and reason it out in your mind, in your intellect, intellectually looking at something, and you can be deceived and led away from the truth. So you better watch that you don't reason your heart. And many times this happens through traditions of men or religious spirit attitudes. Instead, believe the word of God and stand steadfast. Another scripture is over in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. One of Satan's strategies is to get you to doubt. It's in Mark 11, 23 that says, "Whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." You know, you're going to see the mountains being removed in your life when you speak to them as you're supposed to. Speak to them and command them to be removed if you don't doubt. Doubt is something that the devil uses to steal God's blessings. It's the thief of the blessings of God. Don't doubt when you speak to that mountain. You believe that those things which you say are coming to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. In fact, in Romans 4, verse 20, speaking about Abraham, and you know, he received the promise. It said he staggered not, or doubted not at the promise of God through any kind of unbelief. He didn't doubt. He was strong in faith. He continued to give glory to God, and he held fast to the word of God. And this is what we've got to do. Do not let yourself fall into doubt. Matthew 13:58, it says that he did not do many works, mighty works there, because of their unbelief. Don't let yourself fall in unbelief or doubt. Always believe the word of God. God's word is the truth. See, this is just simply Satan's strategy to get you off the truth. Believe the word, stand steadfast on it, and hold fast your confession. And if you stay in faith, standing on the word, God will bring it to pass in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.